app, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. A football Hall of Famer who became a familiar face on television has died.
Dick Butkus was a legendary NFL linebacker.
Butkus's beat is from sideline to sideline, and he's a tireless, tenacious roamer.
The Chicago Bears Hall of Famer was drafted in 1965 along with Gale Sayers. After retiring from the NFL at 31, Butkus did some acting.
Most people think I'm a real monster, but actually, I'm quite sensitive.
Just last month, Butkus was at Soldier Field when the Chicago Bears kicked off their season against the Packers. The team says his family confirmed Butkus died in his sleep at his home in Malibu, California. He was 80. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
A survey done for the Associated Press finds 1 in 3 Americans saying they are non-religious and do not care for organized religion. Eastern Illinois University political science professor Ryan Burge has written a book on the subject.
In 1972, only 5% of Americans identified as atheist, agnostic, or nothing in particular. Today, it's 30% of Americans identify as nuns, and amongst the youngest adult Americans, it's probably only over 45% of Americans identify as non-religious.
With more and more migrants crossing the U.S. southern border and the issue becoming very political, the Biden administration does an about-face on a controversial Trump-era response. White House correspondent Nancy Cordes reports.
18-foot-high steel panels will be installed along a 20-mile stretch of the Rio Grande near McAllen, Texas. President Biden insisted he didn't want to build the wall, but that his hands were tied by a law Congress passed in 2019.
They have to use the money for what is appropriate. I can't stop that.
And the Biden administration is also going to resume deporting migrants to Venezuela.
This country in South America has been dealing with an intensifying political and economic crisis. And because of a strained relationship with the U.S., the government there has rejected U.S. deportations for quite some time, for several years. Now the U.S. will again deport Venezuelans back to their home country.
CBS News immigration reporter Camilo Montoya-Galvez. Norway's John Fosse is the author of some 40 plays, as well as novels, short stories, and essays. And now he's also the winner of the Nobel Prize in Literature, feeling a little numb, he says. Honored for his innovative plays and prose, giving voice to the unsayable, according to the Swedish Academy, which awards the prize. Coming up in a few hours, the announcement of the Nobel Peace Prize winner. A United Nations report says millions of children are being displaced due to extreme weather events like storms and fires. More than 43 million displacements reported involving children between 2016 and 21. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The key slides into the ignition. The engine rumbles to life. My hand grips the throttle. New gear for my ride. The road, my invitation. The sound, the smell, the exhilaration. I am one with the bike. And the car in front of me suddenly turns in my lane. Motorcycles are everywhere, but too often go unnoticed. Please, always look twice, be alert, and share the road with motorcycles at all times. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Dan Knoedl, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As
Jazz Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes! Melissa, that was like 12 years ago! What do you think the hang-up is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out-of-touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenaire.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Yep. Jane in for Kristen. Greg Bach is on the board. And new mom, hopefully, the plan is, Greg Bach, that Kristen will join us next Wednesday from 10:30 to 11 right now is kind of the plan. And we'll do a little news update with her, and then we'll get a baby Francis update. And that's what we're shooting for right now.
That makes me excited.
I know. I'm really excited about that. I don't know if she will share Francis on the StreamYard, but that remains a work in progress. So we'll let you know more details about that. Got a great show coming your way today. Hey, coming up this hour at 10:50, you can win a $100 gift card courtesy of Auto Glass Now. This is $100 for you to do whatever you want with it. Auto Glass Now offers fast, reliable, convenient service. And for a limited time only, Auto Glass Now offering 50% off windshield replacement. Go to your local Auto Glass Now today for all of the details. So you want to be listening for the sound of breaking glass.
Do you want me to play it once?
No.
All right.
When you hear the sound of breaking glass,
all right,
you want to call 844-967-2789. And we're just going to pick a random winner.
Yeah. Random.
Just random. You don't have to.
Like the universe.
You don't have to justify what you're going to do with the money. You can just get your $100. And then we'll have a little chat. So that's coming up. Yeah, coming up at 10:50. Next hour at 11:06, and I'm looking forward to this. There was an article about stay-at-home dads in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and Greg and I were talking about this off the air, and you happen to know someone.
I actually know a few stay-at-home dads.
You do.
One of my closest friends in life and comedy, Mr. J. Tyler Menz, is a stay-at-home father for two little girls, and he'll be joining us to talk about that. As far as the challenges, expectations, stereotypes, those kinds of things, and he'll join us at the top of the second hour.
Yeah, and if you're a stay at home dad or you know someone who's a stay at home dad, we would love to hear from you too.
Yeah,
just about your experiences and, like Greg said, the different challenges, the different expectations, perhaps. That's coming up at 11:06, 11:33. Paul Noonan will be joining us, regular contributor for the SB Nation Packer website, Acme Packing Company. And as well as the baseball prospectus in Milwaukee. He's coming up at 11:33. But we are still going to start with some sports, Greg Bach. This did not go the way everyone had hoped.
Oh, it didn't go anywhere near the way we hoped, expected, wanted. It was embarrassing.
Was it embarrassing?
Yes, it was absolutely embarrassing.
Diamondbacks beat the Brewers 5-2. The Brewers are out.
Swept. Two games out of three. We got Artukas is handed to us in the first game. We blew a 3-run lead and then ended up losing that game. And it was frustrating. I am, as a fan.
And I know you are a huge fan.
Yeah. So it's weird because I'm not a business. I don't own any part of the Brewers. I'm not a player. I don't have anything invested other than my time and my energy. I am very frustrated because, yes, have we won the division many times? Yes, we have. Have we been taken out in the first round many times? Yes. And that is why.
That's a big part of the frustration, isn't it? That this seems like deja vu.
Yeah, because it's generally known that the NL Central it's not the strongest division. You got strong teams. The Cardinals will play well, and the Cubs will play well. We will play well. But it's pretty well known that once we leave our division in any sort of postgame, we tend to fall apart. And the closest we got was 2018. And we made to game 7 of the NLCS. I'm still proud of that. But even still, there was no reason why we couldn't have won. There's no reason why in the past 5 years we shouldn't have a World Series championship ring. It just seems to always just, we poop the bed and it's disheartening, and there's a bigger implication now because of the Brewers stadium.
Absolutely.
And we were talking about this before the show. You know, they want money, and we're going to give it to them. Why? Why at this point?
$600 million.
Yeah.
They want $600 million in public money.
Yeah. You want our money. I want you to make me want you to stay here. That's what I want.
That sounds like a rock song.
It's, yeah, a Cheap Trick better not sue me. I'm just at the point now where if this is going to be our thing, there's not much of a difference between a losing season and this because it's disappointment no matter what. And I think any Brewers fan who's really dyed in the wool at this point was hopeful but not optimistic. And that sucks.
It does suck.
That sucks. Why does Atlanta and Los Angeles, man, they crush. They crush. And they're probably one of those two teams is going to go to the World Series. If they don't, that's a huge upset. But one of those two series, most likely, in my opinion, Atlanta is going to go to the World Series. Why can't it be us?
Will this change, do you think, the discussion about the funding for the stadium?
I don't know, because I think at the end of the day, the Brewers will dangle the possibility of leaving over our heads, and neither the Democrats or the Republicans, which this really isn't an issue anyways between the parties, neither one of them wants the Brewers to leave on their watch.
Or to be the one blamed for losing the team, right?
Exactly. You had Tony Evers with a deal that, while I wasn't a huge fan of, was more fiscally responsible. The Republicans said no. Now, the Republicans have a deal that is just blowing up everything, and they're doing it to say, well, we want the Brewers to stay. Well, then why didn't you get on board? Like, this is not a partisan issue. This is about the fans, the players, the economic impact. So is this a bargaining chip now? Can the state say, well, you guys aren't winning? But that doesn't, I mean, I don't know how I don't think Wisconsin elected officials are going to come at them and say, well, you're not winning. That's not just in us to do.
No, I don't see that either. It's like a bunch of losers. We're not going to give you any money. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Curious what you think now that the Brewers are out of the playoffs yet again. Is this going to affect the financing for AmFam Field? They want $600 million. I saw something else this morning that the Jacksonville Jaguars are asking for $1 billion for their stadium. $1 billion. It's remarkable to me. And then the same thing. And they're threatening that, you know, we're going to take our balls and we're going to go someplace else if you don't give us $1 billion.
Bye.
Just let them go?
Yeah. Somebody, some municipality has to stand up to them. Somebody, some team. At some point, a mayor or a council president or county supervisors, when they're coming at you with a $1 billion demand, get out. What are you bringing to us? What do, like, how do we, what is our ROI on this?
Right.
$1 billion? Is it for a new stadium or for upgrades?
It's for upgrades.
What are you putting in there?
I know, right? Gold-plated toilets or
actual Jaguars?
Yes, there's a Jaguar suite where it's just actual Jaguars.
I don't even understand.
And what does this loss now, with the Brewers losing to the Diamondbacks last night, what does this mean for Craig Counsell?
I mean, honestly, like, I'm in a very rageful thing. And I told you this morning, you asked the question. I just said, I want them to fire him. Will I feel that way tomorrow or the next day? Probably not. But I feel like if you have a manager who could only take you to a certain level, and we've plateaued. We've plateaued as a team then, because we only get to the first round of the playoffs and we lose. What does he have for us? Or not us. I'm not playing. No one wants that. What does he have for the team that can still take him to the next level? What is it? And is it more money in the payroll for better players? Keston Hiura is not going to stay with the Brewers. He may stay with the Brewers if we pony up money, but he's elected to become a free agent. We are going to lose players because of this. And that is bad.
Yeah, that is bad. The whole idea is to build a team. And again, I thought in everything that I've heard and everything that I have read, this was a great team.
This was the most cohesive, in my opinion, the most cohesive, fun team we've had since 2018. That group was so connected in 2018, and I felt like that's where they were at with this team. There was so much fun. There was motivation and a hunger to win. And that last month and a half of the regular season, we really came out and showed it in those victories and crawling our way up to the top, staying really at the top of the division the entire season, mostly here and there, like losing it, but coming back and then coming out strong. We were like 7-8 games ahead.
Yeah. They looked really dominant. And all of the predictions, again, from just 2 days ago, were like, they can take this all the way and we're going to take it all the way. And I feel badly for all of them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, I do. And the other thing that I didn't realize too, in this $600 million that they're asking for, it would include winterizing AmFam Field so it could host concerts, basketball games, and other events during the off season.
I'm not going to lie. I think that is a good investment. If you can open up that space for other people and during that time, yeah, I get that. I totally understand that. And it should be. If you can put concerts there, cool.
If you why should it sit empty that whole time? Well, we're taking your pulse on the Brewers' sad loss last night to the Diamondbacks, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call or you can text us. We are coming up to a break in just a little bit. We will take your calls and get your reactions to that really, really sad. Greg is sad. We're all sad. 5-2 loss.
So sad.
I know. 5-2 loss to the Arizona Diamondbacks. We will be right back after the break. I hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We are on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
We had a little chat with management yesterday, and I did suggest a daily limo and a fruit plate.
How did they take that?
That didn't seem to take that seriously for some reason.
I have full faith in you. You've been doing this for a long time. And you have Greg Bach.
I got a call from management this morning saying if I'd be interested in taking on new roles as a driver and buying fruit plates. That's a career opportunity.
Put that on your resume, baby.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies for us here in the overnight. West winds up around 25 and by daybreak 43 degrees. Clouds aplenty for Friday, and we'll see a chance for some showers. West winds up around 30, high just 50 degrees. Right now, it's 48.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
1 FM.
Bry, Greg Bach, the judger of yums, is on the board, and we are taking your phone calls and your texts at 844-967-2789 about the Brewers' sad loss last night to the Arizona Diamondbacks at AmFam Field. 5-2, the final score. You can call, you can text, check in how you're feeling about this, and the $600 million that they still want, 844-967-2789. Jack from Merrimack, good morning, Jack. What do you think?
Let me get this. The Brewers, last I read, are evaluated at $1.6 billion just for the team franchise. We already, as taxpayers, paying sales taxes in the Milwaukee area, put $250 million into building the stadium. They have players with multi-million-dollar salaries. Don't they make any profits from the stadium that should be put into maintenance? And now they want $600 million more. They aren't willing, the Republicans in our legislature aren't willing to put anywhere near that amount of money into supporting our public schools. I think there might be a priority issue here.
No.
What do you guys think?
I think there would be a lot of people who would agree with you.
I think that's a very nuanced, difficult conversation to have. Therefore, who would listen?
Thank you for calling, Jack. 844-967-2789. Bill, our friend from Oconomowoc. Good morning, Bill.
Well, I'm glad they at least made it to the playoffs. And when you're in the wild card position, you're really not, how should I say, it's like in the NFL or whatever. You're not really into the game yet, but you at least got a shot with a wild card. I'm thankful for that. But as far as the tax implication, our buddy Fly Robin Fly from Madison has to realize if you want that kind of tax implication on Milwaukee, I think then I don't have a problem with that, but then all tax revenue from Milwaukee goes back to Milwaukee. He can't play this game two ways. And Jack from Merrimack, man, you got to play what he just said one more time. He said it perfectly, better than I could say, about what's more important, guys, baseball or education. So I'll leave you with that thought, and thanks for giving me the airtime. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
Anytime, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Texter from the 262, speaking as a non-Brewers fan, the issue is the expansion of the playoffs that has made for these short series playoffs. Anyone can drop two out of three in that kind of series. I think the Brewers were better than the Diamondbacks. Don't let this playoff loss impact your feelings about the stadium.
You're not wrong. The Brewers had a better record than Arizona.
Yeah. Well, again, they were just hot. They were hot.
Yep.
541 checking in on the text line. Public school districts and daycare centers do not contribute to candidate campaigns. So why would they need more public funding? 844-967-2789. Brian from Maguanago is on the line. Good morning, Brian.
Yeah, I'm really confused about one aspect that I can't seem to wrap my brain around. I swear I've heard it explained several times, but it doesn't make sense to me. The owner of the Brewers, I don't even want to try and say his name, but similar to many other sports teams owners, are billionaires. Am I mistaken?
He's not technically a billionaire. That's the funny thing. He's not, but he's still rich.
Yeah, see, that's where I was confused. I thought he was. But that's where I get confused, because a lot of these owners are billionaires, and then they got to come to the communities to ask for money. I don't understand that. They got a ton of money. Why can't they pay for it?
Well, and you bring up something interesting, and I think it was last week, Greg, that we had talked about this, that one of the co-owners or one of the members who's on the board for the Brewers just put his L.A. mansion up for sale for $73 million in California. It's 22,000 square feet. That's a lot of money.
Yep.
And you'd think that if they're all in that kind of situation, can't you just kick in $100,000? That's lunch money.
He could winterize the stadium with that money.
Problems. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Brian.
844-967-2789. Got just a couple of minutes left before we go to the bottom of the hour news, and then we are going to move on. Texter from the 608. We were talking about the Jacksonville Jaguars, who are asking for $1 billion to renovate their stadium. The Jaguars have wanted out for decades. They're just trying to figure out how to logistically make London work. I love the crew, and I desperately want them to stay. But this afternoon's meeting, where they're going to have a public hearing again about this public money for this stadium, would have gone over a bit easier if they had showed even a little life this week.
Wait, the London? Am I reading that correctly?
That is what it says. They're just trying to figure out how to logistically make London work.
The London Jaguars. That would make sense. Well, the London Rolls Royces. I don't know. I mean, that. That can't be a thing.
I don't know. Is there a lure from overseas for American style football?
They've been playing a game there a year for the past few years, and it sells out soccer stadiums, and people over there really enjoy American football. So I don't know. Then maybe Karina will get her wish. Finally, a world champion.
It will be. Well, that will be still not the whole world, but that's a whole other issue.
Well, you know.
All right. We're going to move on when we come back. There was a hearing yesterday in Madison about trans youth and transgender care for our kids. We're going to kick that around coming up next. Please stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief saying goodbye to an NFL great.
Menacing Hall of Fame linebacker Dick Butkus, who played 9 NFL seasons for the Chicago Bears, has died at the age of 80. His family says he died in his sleep at his home in Malibu, California.
CBS's Jim Crisula. Also in football, AT&T and Gallaudet University have developed a football helmet for quarterbacks who are deaf or hard of hearing. Andrew Bennett with AT&T.
This is just really opening the door, and what we're hoping is that a lot of people see this and think, hey, I could use this technology for this other thing. Just the beginning.
Reversing his stance against any continuation of ex-President Trump's border wall plans, which never got far and got no Mexican funding, President Biden's now explaining why he's using U.S. funds allocated then to build more of the border wall now, pointing to Congress.
I tried to get them to reappropriate, to redirect that money. They didn't. They wouldn't. And in the meantime, there's nothing under the law other than they have to use the money for what was appropriate. I can't stop that.
CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media,
if you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it was New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to LA. Like, if my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Good morning and welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matmeyer in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board. And we always love to hear from you too at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Don't go too far away. Coming up in our last break, you want to be listening for the sound of what, Greg Bach?
Broken glass.
Breaking glass. When you hear the sound of breaking glass, give us a call at 844-967-2789 and you are going to win a $100 gift card courtesy of Auto Glass Now, and you get to spend that any little way you like.
It's amazing.
I know. It's pretty generous. It's pretty nice.
Speaking of that, the people who've won it, so generous.
Oh, we've had some wonderful folks talking about what they're going to do, and a lot of people were going to donate the money to causes that they believe in, including one of our callers from Waukesha was going to give it to a local LGBTQ organization. We're not going to make you defend or justify or explain what you're going to do with the money today because this is the last giveaway. So again, be sticking around for the last segment of this hour for your chance to pick up that $100 gift card courtesy of Auto Glass Plus. Speaking of our LGBTQ friends, members of the public weighed in yesterday on two bills that would affect transgender youth in Wisconsin. They held hearings on bills that would prevent trans athletes from competing in girls' sports and also prevent minors from receiving gender-affirming care. That is, intervention supporters argue can prevent irreparable harm. I don't understand why politicians believe they are in a better position to make a decision for someone else's child. I just don't get it.
It's an inconsistent message, too, because they're either wagging their finger saying the parents should be teaching the children or the parents should know what the children are learning in school as far as books and curriculum. And, oh, my gosh, they're teaching five-year-old CRT. Did you know that? Critical race theory in kindergarten is one of the worst epidemics in this country. Parents should know. But the moment we have to talk about trans kids, no, parents don't know. No. We'll take care of this. We got this.
Yeah, we got this for you. We're going to make this decision for you because apparently as their parents, you are not qualified to know what's best for your child. Nice article in WPR this morning actually explaining what gender-affirming care means and the different steps that you go through because I do think people have this conception that a 9-year-old and her mother walk into a doctor's office and say, I want to be a boy. Let's do top surgery.
Yeah.
That's not how it works.
Not even the closest to closed.
No.
It's just, and honestly, Jane, that is the big problem is education. Making people understand what the process is for all of these hot button issues that the GOP banks on people not knowing enough about so they can start a kerfuffle and invent problems that do not exist.
Absolutely. Because again, the number of population of American transgender people is still very small. It's 0.5% of adults, 1.4% of youth from 13 to 17. Again, this is from WPR from this morning. And a recent study showed it is exceedingly rare for trans youth who transitioned as children to regret their choice down the road and then detransition.
Yeah. And what did Joe say yesterday with regard to that athlete that they were throwing the biggest fit over? She was like a backup catcher.
Oh yeah.
On a low-ranked college team, right?
Yes, it was a softball team, I think.
Yeah. We're not this they've blown it up to such a thing that they think that, like, oh my gosh, here come all these men becoming women and they want to wrestle our boys and we have to save them. Well, don't worry. The Wisconsin GOP is here with two things, no plan and disinformation.
For sure. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Is this the role of our politicians to be making these decisions for other people's kids? And again, according to this article in WPR, gender-affirming care for young children may include visiting one of Wisconsin's two clinics dedicated to transgender youth, where doctors teach families about gender identity, connect them with resources, support groups, look at possible future treatments, and talk about how to support their child as they grow and continue exploring their identity, reading developmentally appropriate books discussing gender identity, social transition that can include changing the child's name, pronoun, haircut, or clothes, attending mental health counseling, and receiving support, affirmation, and love from parents, family, and peers as children grow and explore their identities. Again, this is a multi-step, multi-year process, and it's just not something that people are just jumping into.
I mean, that's the word care is in there.
Right.
I mean, it's caring for these children. It is looking after them and helping them
make the right decision. Make a decision that's a really difficult decision. 844-967-2789. Joe from Appleton is on the line. Good morning, Joe.
Joe, I'm so sorry. Call back.
Oh, we just lost him.
I hit the wrong button. I am a terrible human.
Oh, you are not a terrible human. Dave from the Shaw. Good morning, Dave. Thanks for calling in. What do you want to say?
Hey, first off, I want to say thanks for that gift card last week. You mentioned it earlier. It was donated to PFLAG here in Waukesha.
Thank you for reminding
really
me.
Yep. They really, really appreciate it. To me, I know a couple of parents here in Waukesha that have transgender kids, and it's such a struggle that they feel like the world is against them in supporting their kid going through just an unbelievably difficult time trying to figure out what their identity is, who they are. I think anyone who's raised any kid knows, like, kids growing up, it's so difficult to parent them through identity stuff. And when it feels like a swath of our politicians are working against them, when it feels like politicized school boards are working against them, it makes life even more complicated and even more difficult. And, you know, there was even a decision yesterday here in Waukesha. One of the judges decided that the Kettle Moraine District was right, or it was wrong in making sure that parents had to know what gender or pronouns that the kids are going by. The fact is that there are families out there that won't support their kid going through identity issues, struggling with their sex or sexuality or gender, and it outs them to unsupportive homes. And
yes.
It just feels like everything is working against them. And I just feel for those families. I think for the folks out there that have a heart for families like this, supporting organizations that are doing the work of supporting these families is really important. And advocating, whether at a school level, by elected leaders, whatever it might be. I know our representative here in Waukesha, Scott Allen, is completely homophobic and transgendered in his approach in Madison and the policies he advocates for. And it starts at the voter booth, and we just got to keep working.
Yep. Thank you so much, Dave. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789, talking about a couple of bills that were held public hearings yesterday. People checking in on limiting care for transgender kids. 844-967-2789. Joe from Appleton. Good morning, Joe. Thanks for calling back. What do you think?
Take two.
Yeah. So,
I listened to some of the about an hour or so of the hearing on the K through 12 trans sports ban yesterday. And one thing that was brought up that, and I figured it was going to be low, that the WIAA said that there were, at present, they're aware of 6 trans athletes in the state of Wisconsin. Now,
6.
I don't know if that's all trans girls or if it includes trans boys as well, but we're making this ruckus and stigmatizing an entire swath of people over right now 6 athletes. It's really disgusting. They had this, and of course the supporters would say, well, hey, part of this bill is we're going to allow schools to create co-ed sports teams. Okay, so that's where the trans girls go, oh, you want to play, and you don't want to say you identify as a girl, and you want to play with the girls. Well, you can't play on the girls team, but you can play on the co-ed team. Kind of like, oh, hey, we're giving you your own water fountain. Just don't use this water fountain. We're giving you your own place to eat at the diner. You just can't sit up over here. And I'd have to wonder, okay, so you have, say there's a school with a trans athlete or perhaps 2. There wouldn't be that many. Would they have enough interest to field a team? if they were to say, oh, you can join the co-ed team. Well, is there enough interest from the school at large to field a team? And even if there was, would there be enough interest in schools surrounding to field a league? So they say, oh, we're going to have the opportunity. That is, I mean, have they shown any evidence that it would be supported, that it, people have any interest in these co-ed teams? I mean, this is, again, just a way of creating what is the separate but equal system, which I dare say they long for.
I think you're right, Joe.
Yeah,
and again, it just goes back to, I'm always amazed that the so-called party of small government wants to get in your business where government does not belong.
No, it's not here. This is not a big deal. This is nothing that we need to have state legislation over at this at all. As I said, six athletes throughout the entire state, and they want to amplify it as if this is coming monster coming over the hill, coming for your daughters, when it's not the case.
Right.
They're just, you know, trying to rile up the base, trying to point fingers at the other again. And, you know, young kids, they're going to suffer for it. The young and the most vulnerable, they're going to be the ones who suffer for it.
Yep. There's no question. Thank you so much for calling, Joe. 844-967-2789. Got just a couple of minutes left before we move on. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is just out of their playbook, though, because there's another thing they did. They made a kerfuffle over nothing, and now we have it throughout the state, which is voter ID.
Yeah.
It was not a problem.
It was never a problem. No, it was never a problem.
And they made it a huge scare tactic to get this to disenfranchise voters. This is GOP 101, especially in this state.
Well, and if you ever have an opportunity to watch The Problem with Jon Stewart, it's on Apple Plus. He did a wonderful segment with some parents of trans kids who talked about the difference they saw in their child when they started getting the care that they needed. And it will give you chills to hear from these parents who watch their child suffering and struggling and depressed. And then again, once they got on the right path, got some counseling, got some tools, they blossom into the people that they're meant to be.
Yep. And it's beautiful. And it'll make you cry every single time.
It absolutely will. Yeah. All right. Well, coming up, somebody's going to win some money.
What is that noise? Did you hear that?
What?
Did you hear that?
Can I hear it?
Oh, whoa.
Oh, that sounded.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's breaking glass.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
It's everywhere.
I hope you have your shoes on. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin. Don't go away. We'll be right back on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's all with you. I'd go to hell and back if I could go there with you.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies for us here in the overnight. West winds up around 25, and by daybreak, 43 degrees. Clouds aplenty for Friday, and we'll see a chance for some showers. West winds up around 30, high just 50 degrees. Currently 49 degrees.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
540 AM and 10...
Wisconsin, Jane Matner in for Kristen Bry. Greg Buck is on the board. 844-967-2789. Right now, someone is going to win $100 courtesy of Auto Glass Now. This is money you can spend on anything you like. Auto Glass Now offers fast, reliable, convenient service for a limited time only. Auto Glass Now offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Auto Glass Now today to get all of the details, and you may say thank you too,
yeah,
for them being so generous,
and so generous,
and because you don't have to spend it with them. This is a $100 gift card that you get to spend any way that you like. Right now, he was the first one in. Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hello.
Good morning. How are
you? I'm emotional. The topic you were covering is totally spot on for this contribution. I've got a daughter, granddaughter, and a beautiful lady that is transitioning, going through the hormones and all that. And financially, it's brutal. And she endured 6 suicide attempts the last time they found her in the river here in the rapids. And
you okay, Bob?
She needs this. Struggling. I'm sorry.
That don't be sorry.
She needs. He is beautiful, artistic, wonderful voice, just heart of gold. Anyone deserves. She does. He does. I'm sorry.
Not a problem. Not a problem. Obviously, you love this person very, very much. We can all feel it, and that's wonderful. And so you've got that $100 gift card from Autoglass Plus, and you can do with it whatever you want. And as we were saying, Bob, this is a long process. It's not something that's undertaken lightly. It's not something that is gone into, you know, on a Tuesday you go in and on Friday you come out and you're a different person. That's not how it works.
This has been a very arduous, very painful process. It tore a family apart. I've stuck with her, and I can't. I'm not here to slam my daughter and my son-in-law and all this and that. It's been hell on wheels, and she's gonna rise above. He is. I keep saying she.
You're learning, Bob. It's okay.
Rise above,
Bob. You are learning, and that's the beautiful thing. You are learning and accepting. That is the first and best steps you're doing. You're doing great.
And so is Nico. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Really,
you know, it's just, it's very, very tough because of the community, particularly where we're at. They just don't understand. And financially, it's really brutal. It's a hard way to start life.
Well, and it's easy, right, Bob? It's easy to be afraid of something that you don't understand. That's what
they don't.
Yeah, and if you're not going to take the time to educate yourself about it, or to talk to someone who's been through it, or someone like you who loves someone who has gone through a transition, it's easy to be afraid. And unfortunately, that is the goal, I think, for some people in certain public office, is to make us afraid.
In real life, ignorance is bliss. In this particular scenario, and not just my grandchild, it's throughout this the whole community. It's brutal. It's not, you know, tra-la-la, I don't understand you, so, you know, let's just have a kumbaya moment. No, they're unfortunately very brutal, and it's so disheartening. You want to be their shield, but unfortunately, or perhaps maybe, like the song named Sue or boy named Sue, you got to break your way through it and be who you are and tough it out and show your mettle, and you're better than them because of that, you know. And that's really where this is going. It's just very painful to watch.
Well, Bob, Bob, I'm going to say this right now. What you are doing, what you are telling us, is you are an example. You are inspiring to other people, especially grandparents who don't know everything about this, but at the end of the day, you just love your grandkid.
Yep.
You love your grandkid. You want the best for them. And that's what you're doing right now. And that's important. And your grandson will be able to go to you when they just need a hug or just need to be protected. And you're going to be there for them. And that's amazing.
That's huge.
You are a fantastic person, Bob.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm building an art studio downstairs specifically for nurturing grandchildren and with Nico kind of as one of the coaches for the wee folkin.
Oh, that's, there you go. That's awesome. That is just awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you hang on, Bob. Don't hang up. We're going to get all your information and make sure that you get that $100 gift card courtesy again of Auto Glass Plus. Thank you so much to them. Thank you so much to you, Bob.
Thank you, and thank them tremendously.
Absolutely.
Yes. Tremendously.
And honestly, thank Bob, thank you for sharing this. It's so important. It's so valuable. This is how we learn. This is the whole point of civic media, right, Greg?
Absolutely. I mean, Bob, you're gonna run into people who are gonna disagree with you and disagree with you disagreeably. But I have no doubt that you're going to stand tall and be a real ally and a real good person and a real. You're great. That's what I'm trying to say. You're great, Bob. That's what I'm saying.
Taking a long time to say that.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Bob, don't go away. We're going to put you on hold right now. Coming up.
Thank you so very much.
Oh, you are so welcome. And again, thank you so much for sharing that. You're going to get us all overclamped and. I think there are
I'm more, feeling feelings.
I know I'm feeling feelings. I think there are many more of us than there are of the haters. I really do believe that.
I want to believe that too.
I do.
Yep.
I believe that. Okay, coming up after the news, which is heading our way, we are going to be talking to your good friend.
Yeah.
Jay Tyler Menz.
That's right.
He is a stay-at-home dad, and
he stays at home. He stands up.
And he takes care of his own children. It's amazing. We would love to hear from you. If you have ever been a stay-at-home dad, what was your experience? What tips can you give for other men who might be listening? That's all coming up in the next hour. Stay with us. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.